Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 473 for Wednesday, July the 13th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Wednesday morning, taking their direction from strength in the U.S. soy complex. Canola was anywhere from $8 to $11 higher, with the November contract checking in at $485 a ton. That's up $9.60. The vegetable oil market also recorded gains, and that was bullish for canola. The Canadian dollar was weaker relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive on the international market. However, on the other side, canola does look to be consolidating slightly from a chart point of view. Early gains this morning could lead to profit-taking later on. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 18 to 27 cents higher, with the most active November contract up 26 cents at $11.13 a bushel. The soybean market rose higher on weather concerns. There is growing speculation that hot and dry weather in the U.S. Midwest will damage the soybean crop at the end of the month, and that's when the crop is pollinating. The market also took strength from some technical trading, too. Corn was 11 to 13 cents per bushel higher, with the September contract checking in at $3.66 a bushel. Corn rose on follow-through buying in the wake of yesterday's gains. The U.S. dollar was also softer, and that helped to support corn. Yesterday's USDA report also predicted that corn stockpiles in the U.S. will be lower than initially expected. And the size of Brazil's corn crop is also expected to be lower as well. U.S. wheat was 11 cents higher, with the September contract at $4.50 per bushel. Wheat continues to track corn higher. At the same time, Kansas is preparing for a winter wheat crop that could be as high as 56 bushels an acre. So far, Kansas has harvested 91% of its winter wheat crop. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday morning, July the 13th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.